While I pray, no matter the attack, I won't turn back. my friend. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Look, this means war. This means
to you a special petition. And Lord, I'm going to give it to you through your word. And God, I am in anticipation because you said your word never returns to you void, but it accomplishes. In full anticipation of you acting on your word. To be offensive, Lord Jesus, but I want to see the truth enacted. And Lord God, I'm fasting. We're fasting for 3 days. In 3 days, your son, Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God, was resurrected. So I know that 3 days bears a major significance with you. So I am asking you to do this in 3 days. Because God, I am declaring your word. And I thank you for answered prayer. Brothers and sisters, if you have any comments this morning about what I'm about to say, you can go to Blog Talk and you can press 1. And I will address your issues. But this morning, I need you, Jessica, to post 1 Samuel 28. Lord God, I am declaring your word this morning. 1 Samuel 28. You see, brothers and sisters, there's a witch operating in this deadline, against this deadline. I'm going to repeat that. There's, maybe I should say, witchcraft. Because I know that when you come against witches, they fight back. But the person that I'm speaking to this morning, you may hear it on the first ship, third ship. But you are a witch. God knows you're a witch. Now, you may not know you're a witch. So I want to help your understanding this morning, because I want you to know I'm declaring you as my enemy. Up front, out loud, you are a witch. You practice witchcraft. There is no place for you here. And since you can't seem to get the message, I'm asking God to judge it. I'm asking God to judge it speedily in 3 days. I'm asking him for recompense for every prayer that you have withstood. I'm asking him to deliver you from the spirit of ignorance. Because maybe you don't know you're a witch. And maybe I haven't done the best job of teaching you and showing you so that you can see your own heart and so you can see your own self. Now, it is better for you to deal with this than for God, because I'm going to show you here. And the bottom line is, you must be exposed. And I'm going to give it to you through the word of God. I'm in full anticipation of you repenting. If you don't, I'm going to ask God that the judgment fires that fell on Sodom and Gomorrah fall on you. You're not going to be a hindrance another second, another week, another day, another moment. You have a horrible, elitist spirit in you. You think you're better than other people, but I want to tell you something. There's no higher than Jesus. There's none higher than the men and women of God. And the jig is up. You can't hide among the saints any longer. I'm declaring war this morning. Again, I'm letting you know that you are my enemy. And I'm letting you know I'm not taking any prisoners. One of us, you, gonna lose. 1 Samuel 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together, warfare. You hear that? To fight with Israel, and Achish said unto David, know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. Achish said to David, therefore will I make the keeper of my head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul and put away those that had familiar spirits. Lord God, expose the working. Again, a familiar spirit. And the wizard. You had Saul supposedly put him away out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold. Now, Saul knew in his heart he was not deceived, that all of those people that had those familiar spirits and those wizards were not gone. He knew it. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. Saul knew he was so wrong, brothers and sisters. Verse 8 says, and Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, other clothing. And he went, and two men went with him. He sinned, and they were sinning going with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up. Necromancy and divination working here. And bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman, as you all know, was a witch. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul had done. But what she's doing, she's feeling him out. She's reading him right now. How he had cut off those that had familiar spirits and the wizard out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life? Witches were dealt with quickly, cut off, killed. But she knew she was a witch. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul, remember Saul, when the people cried out for a king? And so Saul swore to her by the Lord. He swore to this witch by the Lord whom he was serving. But right now, we don't know who he was serving. He violated his own rule, his own law. Violating God's word. He swore to this witch by the Lord. What Lord? Saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Saul was lying right there. Saul had become so depraved. He violated God. He used God in a dirty way. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? Who is she? Saul only wanted what Saul wanted done. He didn't care about anybody else. He had absolutely no set for himself, and he was in a leadership position. Why hast thou deceived me, she said, for thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? Saul did not see it, but the witch did. Get this morning. And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God, little g, ascending out of the earth. But then Saul took over with his own imagination, his own unsanctified evil imagination. And he said unto her, what form is he of? She said, I saw God. He said, what form is he of? She said, I saw plural. Saul asked her singular. And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. Now look right here and get this. And Saul perceived. Saul perceived, brothers and sisters, that it was Samuel. The Bible does not say it was Samuel, but the Bible says that Saul perceived that it was Samuel. Perception can be worse than reality sometimes, especially if and when it's a lie. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself to whatever that familiar spirit was, whatever that demon was. The king bowed, Samuel said to Saul. Samuel, whom Saul perceived to be Samuel. The lady called up familiar spirits. Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? Now you got to remember what familiar spirits are. Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me. God is departed from me. Saul knew God had departed from him, because God didn't answer and answered me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore, I have called thee that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do, a devil, a demon, a familiar spirit. Then said Samuel, supposedly Samuel, perceived to be Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and is become thine enemy? And the Lord had done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord has rent the kingdom out of thine hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. And then he told him, wrath among Amalek. Therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shall thou and thy son be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straightway along on the earth and was sore afraid because of the words of the demon, because of the words that this spirit that he called Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day nor all the night. The familiar spirit had information. Not only did the familiar spirit have information, this familiar spirit had correct information, but God had already warned Saul. Saul was getting information from a witch because Saul had yielded his soul, his spirit, and his body to the witch. Saul bowed down to this demon. And the woman came unto Saul and saw that he was sore troubled and said unto him, "Behold, thy handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words which thou spakest unto me. Now there, pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thy handmaid. Listen to the witch," she's saying. "Listen to me. Bartering with the king. I obeyed your voice, now you obey my voice." She said, "And let me set a morsel of bread before thee and eat." Now she wanted him to eat. "Thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him. Look here. He already sold out. He's already under bewitchment. He hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. Gotta know that's her bed. All the covers, everything on the bed has her spirit into it. Well, how you know that? Because the Bible says from Paul's handkerchiefs, from Paul's body, handkerchiefs made demons come out and heal the sick. So we know that material fiber can carry the essence or whatever you want to call it of a spirit. And the woman had a fat calf in the house. And she hasted and killed it and took flour and kneaded it and did bake unleavened bread thereof. Now, if we are spirit, soul, and body, and the witch has a spirit, a soul, and a body too, as she put her hands in the food, brothers and sisters, her spirit entered into the food also. And she brought it before Saul and before his servant, and they did eat. Then they rose up and went away that night. Brothers and sisters, I want you to take a closer look at this. Look at, "And it came to pass in those days," 1 Samuel 28, verse 1. "That the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. Samuel the prophet was dead. Saul supposedly had put all the witches out the land. He had put all the wizards out the land. Saul was acting in the capacity of a wizard or a witch himself. He reduced himself from kingship to servant of the devil." 1 Samuel 15:23 proves it. Saul rebelled against the orders of God. 1 Samuel 15:23, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath rejected Saul from being king. Deuteronomy 18:10. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of time, chanter, or a witch. Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Stubborn, rebellious people, technically, do witchcraft because they are a little baby is stubborn, can be. No, baby, they know. Talking about right now, I'm talking to the church. I'm talking about believers who know to do right, but they choose to do wrong because they want it their way. Their way is the only way, and there is no other way with them. Brothers and sisters, technically, they're practicing witchcraft. So many people have disagreed with another person because they have this sicko elitist mentality that they know what's right for everybody. They are absolutely wrong. Nobody knows better what is right for you than you do. But why you say that, Erica? Because the Bible says study. People are following people against the word of God in their stubbornness, in their witchcraft, and they believe that they're right. I don't know how many times I get charged with that. And guess what? What God has said to me, they don't know. I don't know what he said to you. But I should have enough Holy Spirit in me to be able to discern what's hidden agendas. I had a lady go to another lady and pray against me last week because I made a decision. You see, they with you. And they think it's God, long as it benefits them. They with you, and they think it's God, long as it fits inside their hidden agenda. They with you, and it's of God, as long as you will do like Saul did, bow your knee to them. I will never bow my knees to a witch. I will never succumb to bowing my knee. The divination. Hear me this morning, you witch. In the name of Jesus, I right now, in this dispensation, declare Exodus 22:18. That God will not suffer the seed, the root, the thought, the effects, or the deeds of any witch against me, against you, the believer. Against my destiny in Christ Jesus. I apply Exodus 22, 18, to any witch under the sound of my voice. God says, as long as the whoredom of Jezebel and her witchcraft, her many witchcraft, I apply Exodus 22:18 to that Jezebelic demon, and I declare your works, your acts, your deeds, and your intentions will die right now. Lord God, send the fire to consume the works. You say it in your word, Lord God. In Micah chapter 5, verse 12, I will cut off with that. Apply Exodus 22:18. And Micah 5 and 12. Against your word. Against your deeds. Against your thievery. Against your mind control. Against your work. In the name of Jesus. I declare that your witchcraft be strong. I declare that your soothsayers and your wizardry be exposed. And then I declare Exodus 22:18 that you will not suffer a witch to live. Lord God, according to 1 Samuel 15:23, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, deal with me, deal with them. You've given us power over all the power of the enemy. I declare witchcraft. I declare witchcraft, my enemy. You said nothing shall by any means harm us. Your God, send the power down to execute Exodus 22:18. I thank you for it this morning. That you're cutting off soothsayers, sorcerers, wizards. I thank you this morning. You're cutting off according to Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. The multitude of the whoredom of the well-favored harlot. The mistress of witchcraft that selleth nations to her whoredoms, families to her witchcraft. I apply Exodus 22:18. Your word is alive and living and quick. Your word wipes out. Name of Jesus, found witches and they witchcraft. I declare war on you, witches. Open in your face war. I'm not going to sit back. If you get saved or not, it's God's business. But God, you said, you will not suffer a witch to live. And I'm standing on it. I'm executing it. In every realm, I destroy the power that they have brought forth on the souls of men. Your people from the bondage of witchcraft. And I thank you for it this morning. I thank you this morning. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Thy will be done on earth in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, I go by the name of Mafia Whining, and this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, I bring to you my auntie, CeCe Whining. Yo, CeCe, drop that purse.
I know that you think you can pray at that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you won't break, and it makes you say, I can't take it. Ooh. Do I think it better? Ooh. I'm so frustrated, but it's gonna be okay, 'cause you got someone in your corner. Ooh. Gonna be there for you.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try to clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! You come to me when the Lord keeps me coming my way, and He does it over.
name of Jesus, I command all the hidden works of witchcraft come to exposure and then be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, advance your angelic weapons of war against the enemy's plans and purposes, destroying the intent of witchcraft. Jesus is Lord forever. Holy Spirit, blow the blessings of God through the airways, equipping and enriching your saints. And I thank you for it, God. And yes, I'm ready, God. I'm ready.
Ready for that.
My God,
getting us ready.
Not today.
My God. Bye.